welcome to the Phoenix FM main news at 18 hours. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. Police in Lusaka have gunned down five suspected criminals following a shooting incident in Chivolia compound. Zambia police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi says the incident followed an earlier assault on a police officer in Kalikiliki compound, where four suspects were identified as armed and dangerous. Mr. Chilabi said Kalikiliki police post received information that the suspects were in the area armed with various offensive weapons, including pangas, and a team led by Inspector Mutemwa Mwena, comprising three police officers and three Community Crime Prevention Unit CCPU officers, was dispatched to the area. He says the team managed to apprehend two suspects and recovered some machetes, while the other two suspects fled. Mr. Chilabi, however, says that while escorting the apprehended suspects, the officers were attacked by their accomplices, who were armed with offensive weapons, leading to the escape of the apprehended suspects. He says during the attack, Inspector Mwena sustained a fractured left leg, while one CCPU officer sustained minor injuries. Mr. Chilabi says later the same day, police received information that the suspects had regrouped in Chivolia compound, and a joint team of anti-robbery officers and officers from Tendere Police Station was deployed to the area. He says upon arrival, the officers were confronted by the suspects, who were armed with pangas, iron bars and other weapons, and they charged at the officers and attracted a hostile crowd that began throwing stones. Mr. Chilabi says despite officers firing several warning shots, the suspects continued advancing, posing an imminent threat to the officers' lives. He says in response, officers discharged firearms to restore public order and effect law arrests, and in the process, five suspects sustained gunshot wounds and were rushed to the University Teaching Hospital, where they were pronounced dead upon arrival.
Now deceased suspects were linked to the following cases: aggravated robbery involving Maherezo Boniface, age 40, a Congolese national of Mtendere East, who was attacked on 28th September 2028. Murder of Dorcas Mwasa, age 29, of Kalingalinga, which occurred on 3rd January 2026. Aggravated robbery in which criminals armed with a pistol broke into Leah Phyllis Butchery on 13th October 2025, and aggravated robbery in which Musa Hasabu, age 20, Tanzanian national student, was attacked on 7th December 2025. Investigations are ongoing and the bodies of the deceased suspects have been deposited in the mortuary pending post-mortem examination. The Zambia Police Service has instituted an inquiry into the incident.
The Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, has commended President Hakainde Hichilema's recent appointment of 28 women out of the 40 nominees to the Supreme Court, Constitutional Court, Court of Appeal and High Court, saying it marks a notable step towards correcting historical gender imbalances within critical governance institutions. NGOCC Executive Director Anne Anamela says this reflects a growing recognition that inclusive leadership strengthens justice delivery, democratic governance, and public confidence in state institutions. Ms. Anamela says the nominations also affirm that with political will, it is possible to make merit-based appointments that include qualified female citizens that are readily available to serve. She adds that the appointments further represent a significant advance in Zambia's global and regional commitments to gender equality and inclusive governance. Ms. Anamela has since congratulated all the appointed women and men whose nominations, pending National Assembly approval, reflect trust in their competence, integrity, and dedication to public service.
The Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, commends President Hakainde Hichilema on the recent appointments to the Judiciary and the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, as announced by State House on 9th of April, 2026. Specifically, the appointment of 28 women out of the 40 nominees to the Supreme Court, Constitutional Court, Court of Appeal, and High Court marks a notable step towards correcting historical gender imbalances within critical governance institutions.
Democratic Progressive Party DPP President Antonio Mwanza says the proposed benefits of former residents and of former presidents and former vice presidents Bill 2026 requires serious national reflection. While acknowledging that former presidents and vice presidents deserve dignity in retirement, Mr. Mwanza has questioned the sustainability and equity of the proposed benefits, which include tax-free lifetime earnings, state-funded houses, and extensive perks. Mr. Mwanza argues that the bill in its current form promotes excess and creates a disparity between political office holders and other public servants. He says leadership should be a duty of service, not a pathway to guaranteed privilege, and calls for a balanced approach that guarantees dignity without promoting excess, aligns benefits with fiscal capacity, ensures fairness, and upholds servant leadership. Mr. Mwanza is suggesting that broader consultation and careful reconsideration are needed, and proposes that former leaders engaging in active partisan politics should forfeit benefits.
The former presidents and vice presidents benefits bill 2026 must be reconsidered, it must be refined, and it needs wider consultations before it is enacted into law. Yes, we agree that former presidents, former vice presidents, and our leaders in general deserve dignity, but let us not confuse dignity with excess. Why should poor Zambians who are struggling every day to make ends meet be forced to be financing luxury mansions, luxury benefits, and tax-free lifetime incomes for politicians? That is not justice, it is not fair, it is not equity, it is an imbalance. We must remember that leadership must be about service. Leadership should not be used as a gateway to lifelong privilege. We need fairness for all public workers.
The Engineering Institution of Zambia, EIZ, has reaffirmed its commitment to creating opportunities and positioning engineering at the heart of national development. Speaking during the Engineering Fund Award ceremony in Lusaka this afternoon, EIZ President Wesley Kaluwa stated that the future of Zambia's development depends on the strength of its engineering sector. He has noted that through initiatives such as the Engineering Fund, the EIZ is deliberately building capacity, encouraging innovation, and empowering professionals to lead in solving both current and future challenges in the sector.
The future of Zambia's development agenda depends greatly on the strength of its engineering sector. Through initiatives such as the Engineering Fund, we are deliberately building capacity, encouraging innovation, and empowering professionals to lead solving the challenges of today and tomorrow. As EIZ, we remain committed to creating opportunities that uplift others and position engineering at the center of national progress.
At the same event, Engineering Fund Management Committee Chairperson Innocent Mandona said that Zambia's continued reliance on imported technologies highlights the urgent need to strengthen local capacity to design and develop context-specific engineering innovations.
Weak linkages between academia, industry, and government have often slowed the transformation of ideas into practical solutions. In addition, Zambia's continued reliance on imported technology highlights the urgent need to strengthen local capacity to design and develop context-specific engineering innovations. This fund is therefore a critical step towards building a self-reliant and innovation-driven engineering sector, not only in Zambia but the world over.
We move on to global stories. China's President Xi Jinping received Taiwan's main opposition party leader on Friday in a rare meeting which saw both sides stress a desire for cross-strait peace. Cheng Li Won is the Kuomintang KMT's first sitting leader to visit China in a decade. In 2016, Beijing cut off high-level communications with Taiwan after the ruling Democratic Progressive Party